Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, dear brothers and sisters. This is Youth Station with IRIB English Radio, and I am one of your hosts, Mustafa, and with me today in the studio is...
Yeah, and I'm Beta, and it's a pleasure to be here again with you.
By the first verse of the Holy Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Allah will bless you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Protect you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Help you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
So ask His blessings.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
His protection.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
His help.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
We've definitely been discussing so many different topics, and
exactly.
You know, one thing that I came across one of the other days, one of the videos, you know, you watch people forward you different videos, and one of them was about, you know, how to be content and thankful towards things. And, you know, on the opposite side of it, the video talked about like people that are maybe stingy or that are not content.
Exactly.
You know, with their lives. Do you think there's any similarities or differences between these two things?
I believe there are so many people who are stingy, but they think that they're content. But that's not a story. And, you know, I always try to be content in my life because actually it's a big blessing for everyone to try to be content. There are times in life that you have to be like that in order to save the things that you have, in order to know the value of the things that you have. Mostly people believe that these two categories that we mentioned, like contentment and stinginess, have a lot of things in common. But I have to disagree here.
Before you say that, what are those things that you think people think are in common? Because honestly, I don't think there is... What's there that's in common between these two things?
First of all, I think there is a common belief, like, for example, when you are stingy or when you are content, in both of the criteria, you are the one that wouldn't waste your things. You wouldn't, for example, have fun with a lot of things, of money or a lot of time. But that's not the story or the case.
Right.
In contentment, you don't sacrifice yourself in order to be, in order to save your, for example, things. Are valuable treasures that you have. But the thing is, I believe there is a completely paradoxical content between these two criteria that we talked.
Right.
And at least I try to be content.
I think the way I kind of see the differences in them, I think it's very much related to gratitude, right?
Yeah.
And being either grateful or ungrateful, right? And
yeah.
In the video that I watched, I want to narrate the story that the guy told. I thought it was a very, very kind of effective story. Now, it may not be a real story, but it's, you know, it's about Prophet Moses.
Yeah.
And they say that, you know, Prophet Moses was, you know, was passing by from a street one day, and there was a guy, he said, you know, Prophet Moses, you speak to God, right? And he's like, yes.
Yeah.
So he was like, when you speak to God, tell him to like stop giving me things. He's already given me so much. Tell him to stop giving me things, okay? Prophet Moses was like, all right, fine. And he was going again. And there was another guy, a poor beggar. And he says, you know,
yeah.
I have nothing. I have like this one piece of cloth. When you speak to God, please tell him like, you know, to give me more. So Prophet Muhammad says, okay. So he goes and he speaks to God and he tells him, you know, what the two people said. So God says, for the first person, tell him to stop thanking me.
Yeah.
And I'll stop giving him. And for the second person, he says, tell him to start thanking me. And I will start. I'll increase giving. Okay. So Prophet Moses goes back. He tells that guy, the first guy, you know, you should just stop thanking God. So he says, you know, how can I stop thanking God? He's given me so much, I can't stop doing that.
Yeah.
The other guy, Prophet Moses, goes to him and he says, you know, you just start thanking God. He says, he's like, what should I thank him for just this one piece of cloth that he's given me? And they say like a wind came and blew away that cloth as well from him.
Oh my God.
Right?
Yeah.
So the idea is that the more thankful you are, the more content you will be, and the more you will receive. Whereas people that are stingy, I think they're not that grateful, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It
what
was
do you
a
think?
Nice point for sure that the revelation, it is actually a relation between thankfulness and being content in every dimension of our life is for sure a beautiful and important hint to remember. But another thing I believe we have to talk about is different dimensions of discontentment. For example, in what kind of resources we have to stay content, like time, like our science or our knowledge.
Uh-huh.
And let's have this beautiful and controversial topic after a short break.
Okay. Sure. So we're back from the break and we've been discussing, you know, contentment. And you mentioned there's many different dimensions to it, right?
Exactly.
I think the top thing that comes to people's mind is normally like
money.
Money, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Money and your sort of like your physical needs and those kind of things.
Exactly.
Right?
But I believe there are so many doors to this actually beautiful topic that we have about contentment. And there is one thing, a paradoxical maybe point of view, that for example, when you are knowledgeable, if you want to be content or stingy in your knowledge, it means that you shouldn't share your knowledge with other people, which is not true for sure. So what do you think about this?
Yeah, you're right. Some people are stingy with their knowledge, by the way, and you see this happening many times in schools and universities, where your fellow students will not like share their, you know, notes, or they won't share.
There
like,
is a competition. Know,
there's a competition. They don't want you to get good grades, you know. So you're right. There is like an element of it in all dimensions of our lives. It's definitely not just money. Yeah, what are some other dimensions that I never thought of it that way?
I believe time is another dimension that we have to be stingy even sometimes whenever we're talking about time, because time is limited. We all know that we have a limited age and a limited year in this world. So we have to be really careful about our time. And sometimes being stingy about your time is something good.
You're right. You're right. Because other people will then come and waste your time. Right?
Yeah.
Someone said that if you don't like plan your day, like if you don't plan your time, others will then, you know, plan your time for you.
Exactly.
Right?
And by the way, we're at your station and the only tool that we are that we have in order to communicate with each other is talking. And another criteria, another dimension of discontentment is talking and the words that we are using. The more you can, for example, use less words in order to have the meaning of your word, the more professional you are in using a language. So I believe another dimension is silence. For example, we have to, you know, keep it quiet always and most of the time. When you're, me personally, I have a specific interest for people who are quiet.
Okay, well, here we do have to talk. Okay,
yeah.
So it can't be. But I see what you're saying. You're saying that there are positive aspects or dimensions of being stingy. Like you want to be stingy about those things that are valuable in your life. Well, that's not exactly what you're saying, right? But
yeah,
I get what you're saying. You know, another aspect of being content, I think, is being content with yourself or with who you are. Or like, let's say with your identity, maybe, you know, with your physical appearance. Because a lot of people have insecurities about, you know, especially youth, they're really insecure about how they look.
Yeah, I do agree.
We've talked about in other episodes about how, for example, so many people are getting nose surgeries these days or some other form of surgery. I think that's where you have to be content with what you have. Contentment means like being happy with what you have, right? Being at peace with what you have or what you don't have as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? We can't have everything, so you have to also be content with the fact that you may not have everything.
It was a really important example because nowadays we see that the youth generation is not content, not only about themselves, the life, the time, everything is bad at their opinion. You know, they feel like, oh my gosh, I'm living in a bad era. I don't have money. Money is everything nowadays. So if I don't have money, if I don't have this and that, at least I can have beauty. And the only standard to be a human being, be a part of society in order that you are accepted in a group of the people at your age is being beautiful. Right. And this beauty, unfortunately, is becoming one of the greed of human beings, I believe. And not only they want more, but also there is a kind of unlimited desire for them in order to be better and better and better, which for sure is a game of business.
Right, exactly. And people are taking advantage of our lack of contentment, right?
Yeah.
Or they're creating that lack in our lives so that you're going after those things, right?
Exactly. And this lack of contentment will lead to, losing your peace in life.
Right.
And this peace is something which is lost, I believe, nowadays. We're all anxious and, we're dealing with anxiety, depression, and other consequences of this lack of contentment in our life.
You're right. By the way, this idea about money is...
Yeah. No.
Do we have to go for a break?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll go for a break now.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
So we're back from the break, and we've been discussing, the similarities and differences between content or being not content or being stingy,
yeah.
Right? I was saying the idea about money is actually quite important because I can give you a personal kind of example in the sense that for the first time in my life, probably in the past year or two, I faced financial difficulties, okay?
Yeah.
Which I have to be thankful to God that it happened in the, most of my life. I didn't have to really... have to worry too much about, or face financial pressures. But when I did face it, I realized that I wasn't content, right? I was feeling stressed out. So I have a teacher, right? And he's a psychologist, he's a therapist.
Yeah.
So I went to him to kind of discuss this. I was like, I'm feeling this financial pressure. How do I deal with it? And, his advice was that ups and downs in life are very normal. Right, he's like, this is the first time you're facing it, but for most people, that's pretty normal. And he said,
yeah.
He said it's normal. That's part of life. He said, myself, at some point, I had so much money in my bank account, and there was times I had nothing. And he said, that's normal. Don't take it so seriously. He's like, you just need to work hard, and of course, God says that as well in the Holy Quran that we're gonna try you. We're gonna try you with poverty, with hunger, with loss.
Exactly.
Right? So. Those are trials for us, and we have to realize this world is temporary, right? This world is a place of tests. So being realistic with our expectations, being realistic with what things are going on will bring us that sort of peace and contentment, I think.
Exactly. It was a really beautiful elaboration of our relation between peace and contentment. And by the way, we are at the end part of our episode.
Okay.
But the thing is, I want to give you a brief summary of what we talked up to here about contentment and stinginess. At first, we started with this point that most of the people actually believe there are some things in common between these two things. That, for example, you are way too stingy about saving your resources, saving your time, saving this and that. But we came to this point that there is a huge difference between being content and being stingy by the key point that you mentioned, which was thankfulness. And this thankfulness actually shows itself in being content. When you're content, you are grateful to Allah Almighty for all the things that you have and even the things that you don't have, because you believe that there is a wisdom, there is a knowledge, and there is something that you may not know, but there is something there for you.
Definitely.
To not to have something or have something.
And I'm going to end on this note,
yeah.
Is that one, I think, practical exercise exercise that people can do is write down all the things that you have that you can be thankful for.
Beautiful.
Okay, you're going to fill up that whole diary when you're going to realize even your fingernails and yeah. And every single tooth that doesn't have any pain in it and the roof on your head, you can be thankful for that. So thank you so much for listening to this episode and please join us again next time. Wa alaykum assalam.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum. Wassalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Latif, Ya Latif, Ya Latif, Ya Latif. Allah, 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 Allah.